Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are down in the L.A. area who would like to call in, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those living right here in the beautiful, gorgeous day, but a little rain would be nice, Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And for those of you who would like to log into the chat room, Producer Kina is manning that, so log in, say hi, and if you've got any questions, please feel free to type them in and she'll make sure that I get them. So, today I called this episode Just Because You Can. And one of my favorite movie lines, without a doubt, is a line that Jeff Goldblum said in the first Jurassic Park movie, where they were talking about, you know, this amazing thing that they could do and, you know, creating dinosaurs from mosquitoes and all this other stuff. My favorite line is when he looks at them and says, yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think they should. And I used to have a teacher who one of his favorite things was, can is a question of ability. And when we look at all the things that are possible, all the things that we can do, all the choices that are available to us, just because we can do something, does that mean we should? There's a light and shadow to everything. And that includes the choices that we make when we balance out what is it that we're capable of, and what is the actual right choice, whether it's the right choice for us or it's the right choice for someone else. When we look at the possibilities, we have an infinite number of things that are available to us, an infinite number of choices that can range everything from tremendously sweet and selfless and wonderful to truly hateful. Everything along that spectrum is a choice. Good or bad is determined pretty much by, you know, the person experiencing it. I could consider a choice I make wonderful and amazing, and someone else could look at that choice and go, okay, that is probably the world's worst choice you could have possibly made. It's all about perspective. And when we make decisions, especially that involve other people, we can consider the idea that, okay, this choice is a wonderful thing. I'm physically able to do it. I'm able, you know, it's everything lines up. But what is going to be the perspective of this other person? What is it that they are going to take from this? And by extension, how does it affect our community and the world around us? So, you know, let's look at some examples. Okay, I would be physically able to, let's say, you know, pay somebody else's bills. I mean, that would be a nice thought. Let's say I won the lottery and I knew somebody who was really having a struggling time. And it's like, you know what? I can pay all of their bills. They don't have to worry about any of them. And that would be tremendously nice of me. That would be awesome. So I pay out everything for them. But should I? What is it that that person gains, even from a tremendously generous act such as that? How does that empower them? How does that help them move forward? The answer is it really doesn't. They feel better, And, I mean, hey, and there have been times when if somebody came in and said, you know what, I'm just going to take over paying all your bills. You don't have to worry about it. It would have been, okay, thank you. That is, you know, a way to go. And yet, what have I gained? And more importantly, what have I lost? By going through the process of the struggle, what have I lost? Does it just create dependence on someone else? What if, you know, they decide to do it and then after a while it's like, you know what, I don't feel like doing that anymore. I'm back where I started. And I have to go back to the beginning of the lesson. So when we make choices that really, you know, they come from a good place, they come from a good heart, and, you know, nobody faults that. Intention can be the absolute best. And there are those who believe that a certain road is paved with them. It's about what is best for that person as opposed for what we want to be the best for that person. Maybe, you know, removing all concerns and they don't have to struggle, they don't have to work for anything, they don't have to earn anything. And we leave them exactly the way we found them. In fact, we leave them a little bit worse. I know for a fact that even when I was in those really scary, hard times, and there have been a few of those, when I came out of it, I was stronger. When I came out of it, I was able to say, you know what? It may not be pretty, but I made it. And when we look at, you know, what is it that we can do for ourselves, for other people, and what should we do for ourselves and for other people? First off, your concern should be, and there are many who may disagree with this, but your first concern for the first person you take care of needs to be you. And, I mean, I'm a mom, and yes, I would throw myself in front of a train for one of my sons. And in that case, you know, and I don't think anybody who is a parent would disagree with that, that if their child were in dire straits, they would risk life and limb and everything to take care of them, barring a loved one being in front of a train. There are lesser levels of discomfort that they experience that maybe it's okay to let them sweat it out. Maybe it's okay to go into that place of, you know what? I believe in you, and you can do this. You know, let them get a few bruises. And I also know that ultimately I'm not going to let them totally swing. I'm not going to totally turn my back on them. And that is my choice. There have been times when I could have made things a lot easier for them, but I didn't. And it broke my heart. And I knew that they were angry. And yet in my heart, I knew it was the best thing for all of us. So you deal with it. Because whether you do or you don't, there are consequences. Every single choice we make has a consequence. So it may be that, you know, it's an unhappy thing and it was something that was good. You know, when my sons and I went through that piece together, it was really hard and really ugly and very painful in that moment. And yet the consequence afterwards was a much closer relationship, a relationship of mutual respect, and a place where we were really able to be much more loving and gentle to each other because we had to go through that rough period. It is a wonderful thing when folks just, you know, give of themselves. And it's like, look, anytime you need something, I'm there. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you call me, I won't even ask why. And I'll be there to help you. And that's tremendously cool. And the caution is that don't burn yourself out. yeah, I can be there for this person, and I can be there for this person, and I can be there for this person. Yes, you can, but should you? Can you also say, I need to be there for me? I need to be able to regroup sometimes. So I cannot. Well, no, I take that back. You can, but you can say, I will not put everybody else ahead of me. I've got to get into the list somewhere, and I can't keep getting moved to the end of the line. You've got to make time for yourself. We have an infinite number of choices available to us each and every second. Some are really huge. Some are, you know, it's like, well, I could choose to just close down my office, pack everything up, and move to Costa Rica, or go to Mexico, or, you know, go to Ghana. And I could choose to cut off all my ties that I have here and just go somewhere else. And while that is a choice, and each and every day, I could possibly make that choice. And each and every day, pretty much I choose, you know, I kind of like it here. I like hanging out with the people I hang out with. I like the work I do. I like my patients. I like my office where it is. Now, is that forever going to be my choice? No. Is it going to be my choice for the foreseeable future? Yeah. And when I look at, you know, what can I do? Well, I can do a lot of different things. And I always, you know, try to be very present with my choices and what are the results from the choices I make. It's like, well, I can skip lunch, which I often do, and you really should see how many times producer kind of gives me a very bad time over it. I can choose to skip dinner because I'm teaching a class. Is that what I should do? And even though, you know, the skipping of lunch and the skipping of dinner means that I'm taking care of people, is that what I should be doing? In each one of our lives, you know, think about how many times that you make a choice, it's almost a reflex that either puts you last or it kind of, you know, Band-Aid helps somebody. It's like a Band-Aid that you put on something. It's ultimately basically just to make sure it's okay for a while. And if you want to be throwing Band-Aids on people and just, you know, be like the old saying, you know, handing them a fish versus teaching them to fish, there's an extension of that. You can hand a person a fish. You can teach them to fish. But then again, if you wait like 5 minutes and they didn't catch a fish, you go ahead and give them the fish anyway. Or you go catch the fish for them. The other part of that is you teach them to fish, and then you walk away, and you stay there, and they come to you, and it's like, well, I tried, but I couldn't do it, and I wasn't able to fish, and I'm hungry. Well, if you're hungry, I guess you better get back out there and start fishing again. That also is a choice. And there is no, you know, stamp that says, okay, boom, correct choice, boom, correct choice. We'll do this every single time, and it's always going to be the correct choice. No, it doesn't work that way. It's about, in your mind, looking at those choices and saying, okay, today, this is the choice I'm going to make. Here are the possible consequences of it. Here are the benefits. Here are the issues with it. And I am going to be conscious about it. Especially if it's with people close to me, especially if it's with those that depend on me. And also consider how much of it is ego. How many pieces of it, of that can, I will. A little bit of ego in that, a little bit of I have value because I rescue. I have value because people need me to take care of things for them. And, you know, I mean, who doesn't feel good when, you know, you help out somebody and they look at you and go, oh, my gosh, I could not have made it through this without you. I so appreciate it. Thank you. And, yeah, that's a wonderful thing. But if it becomes a weekly thing, if it becomes a daily thing, where every time it's, well, okay, well, they need help. Oh, I need help. I need you to help me. Okay. All right. After a while, that starts to build up resentment. Then it's not that you're doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it, you know, it gets the eye roll and, oh, my God, they're back again. They need help again. And it can become a very tricky thing, especially in our close relationships. Being that sudden windfall from the universe, being able to just help out somebody in that moment that they need it, that is a wonderful, cool thing. Doing it every day, you have to wonder, are you empowering? Or if you're on the other side of that, if you've got somebody who is willing to just give and give and give and give, and you're not dealing with standing up on your own because you're scared, understand there's nothing wrong with being scared. Scared is a very reasonable thing. Fear helps us. Fear takes care of us. It's only when fear is allowed to filibuster in our heads, when fear gets to be the deciding veto vote, that's where the problem comes in. If you're scared about your situation, I get it. I have not been in your situation, and I've been in some situations that have just scared me. I mean, up in the middle of the night crying because you don't know how it's all going to work out, scared. And you can feel very lonely, and you can feel very isolated, and that is a very hard place to be. And when somebody comes and just seems to hand you a solution, and you're so happy, and you feel taken care of, you feel safe. Here's somebody who is helping you feel safe. And you feel, you know, just really nurtured. That's a wonderful feeling. I've felt it myself. The problem is when that becomes what you need to continue. Well, I'm not going to have to worry about dealing with my own problems because this person is always going to present me with an answer. This person is always going to be there to take this work for me. And while that is a way, is it really the best way? Is it what helps you get? You know, I'm in the process of coming out of the other side of a tremendously challenging and scary part of my life. And as I look back at those points when I really wasn't sure how I was going to make it, but I did. And I learned that it's a cool thing to be able to go to the people around me for help and to know that, you know, that they're there and that they're there for me. And it was also very cool to know that in the darkest, stinkiest, scariest points, when it was just me and the hard stories in my head and the fear, that I was able to work that out. That having my friends and family there for me was a wonderful option, but it wasn't my only one. That they could help stand with me, but they didn't have to carry me. And there's something tremendously empowering in that. That you can get up, you brush yourself off, and you go, wow, I really learned. And not only did I learn, I survived. And I was stronger than I thought I could ever be. And that's tremendously cool. There's a lot of ways that we can choose to take action. And not all of them, you know, affect other people. Sometimes it's just actions for ourselves. Just because I can choose to do something, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Even if it's for me, even if it will make me feel good in that moment. You know, I can choose to, you know, being over the age of 21, I can choose to go myself, buy myself a bottle of whatever, you know, pick your poison, gin, vodka, whatever. And if I'm feeling particularly down, I can choose to go and, you know, knock back a bottle. That is an option for me. It is not one I choose. Because, one, I seriously do not like the consequences. And, two, it does not remove or do anything for the issues that were bothering me. What I propose, what I'm offering, is the idea that as this new year is dawning and we're working our way through, you know, I always think of January as kind of that, you know, it's like trying to, you know, still find balance with something, you know, getting into those jeans right out of the dryer when you got to kind of wiggle yourself into them a little bit. It's not quite settled. It doesn't, for me, it doesn't feel totally settled until about February. That's when it's like, oh, okay. It's already the year. I've gotten used to writing, you know, a new year number, and it's not a novelty, consciously thinking about the fact that it's a new year. When you reach that point, and, you know, because we're still in that phase of kind of getting used to 2014, what is it that, you know, I'm not going to keep? What am I going to keep? What are the things that I'm going to incorporate in my life, and what are the things that I'm not? Those are things that are still kind of settling. And when I think about my choices, these are still kind of new choices for 2014. Be conscious of what you choose and why you're choosing it. Compassion is a wonderful reason to choose to help someone. But even compassion and that type of action has a shadow piece. Because we don't want to cross that line into enabling, to supporting, you know, incorrect behavior. And I know that there are folks who, if I chose to go out and buy that bottle of, you know, insert alcohol name here, and they would be totally there. It's like, yeah, great, I'm buying, you know, let's go get hammered. And, okay. Is that the best choice? Is that person supporting me going out and getting hammered the best choice for me and for themselves? Are they going to just sit there with me and be miserable? And since we all know that alcohol is a depressant, you know, the two of us are going to sit there and be miserable together. Are they doing that action for me or for themselves because they want somebody else to sit and complain with? We all have those folks in our lives who, you know, are the person that either calls us or we call up and, you know, it's like, oh, how you doing? Oh, man, it's miserable. And they go on and on and on about the exact same thing that they go on and on about every time you talk to them. And, you know, if you don't know anybody like that, maybe that's you. So, you know, always make sure that you keep an eye on that. When we choose to go into that downward spiral, into that sadness, into that dark place, into that fear, there are good reasons for going there. And that's if you intend to work with it. If you intend to say, okay, time to clean out the basement. We got to go and wade into this and do all the stuff that we need to do. If you're going there and it's not with the intention of clearing stuff out, all you're going to be doing is adding to it. You can do that, but should you? You can enable, but should you? You can put everyone else first and pull the martyr routine and, well, I'm suffering, but Julia, I deal with everybody else's problems. Mine aren't as important. Yeah, you can do that, but should you? Amazing, beautiful world that we've been given. And while there may be some things that, not so great, it is an amazing, beautiful, wonderful life that we have. And it is a life of choices. You make the choice from your heart, not from your ego, not from your issues, but from your heart. I want the absolute best for that person. What is it that I can do to support that? I want the absolute best for me, and it's totally okay for you to say that. Everybody should say, I want the best for me. And what do I need to do? We have an infinite number of things that we can do. Let's take a look at what we should do. What brings people up? What brings ourselves up as opposed to what brings us down? What empowers as opposed to what disempowers? What causes us to come together as a community, and what keeps us separate? Think about what you can do. Understand that they're all choices. They're your choices. And whatever you decide, whether anybody agrees with it or not, if it works for you, I love it for you. If it's what gives you balance, go with it. Even if it's just a dream, and it's a dream that you want to follow, go for it. Make it happen in the best way that you can. Learn from the process. Don't be so quick to rescue or want to be rescued. Because when that happens, well, part of the value of the lesson is lost. So you don't get all the good stuff at the end. Do what you feel is right. Look at what you can do, then look at what you should do. And whatever you choose, I'm behind you on it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here for another Thursday. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, would like to tell me that I'm completely full of beans, or if you would like to arrange to have me work one-on-one with you, you can reach me at Healing House Radio at the-healing-house.com. You can also connect up with my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And you email me and we can chat. Speaking of chatting, if anybody would like to log into the chat room after the show, I will be logging in as soon as we're done. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to ask me through that, I'll be there. So in the meantime, for everyone else and for those of you who are listening on archives, I will be back next Thursday. And in the meantime, I wish you balance. I wish you blessings. I wish you choices to realize that there really is nothing you can't do. It's all a matter of how. I wish you people in your life who will always support that. Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.